Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as your scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. Today's scripture reading comes to us from the Gospel according to Luke. I invite you to stand as you are able in a posture of praise as we hear the good news for us this day. I'll be reading from the 24th chapter, starting with verse 44. Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then Jesus led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven, and they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God. Sisters and brothers, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Pray with me. Gracious and most holy God, on this day, we receive a blessing from Jesus. And upon receiving this blessing and bestowing it upon those who had followed faithfully, Jesus ascended to sit at the right hand of the Father. But we know that we are not left alone. And today we discover in new ways how the Word, incarnate in flesh through Jesus, remains with us right now. So may the words of my mouth and the collective meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Last night I had the beautiful experience of joining Spring Forest, an intentional faith community located out in Hillsboro, where they gather on a farm and they share a meal together, and then they gathered around the fire. And this place of Spring Forest has a forest house and a farmhouse and beautiful gardens and chickens and goats and all kinds of things. And what was most beautiful about being in that place was the people gathered for that meal and around the fire. And we were reflecting upon the coming of Pentecost, which is what is coming for us. And before we can acknowledge the coming of Pentecost, we have to remember that Jesus can no longer remain on earth, so that the fullness of the gift of the Holy Spirit can be received by all. And so here we are in this weird liminal space of Ascension Sunday, and we remember those places where Jesus met many along the way post his resurrection to reveal truths about the nature of God and bestowing last words, right, and insights and meanings that they could cling to, knowing that his time on earth was growing shorter and shorter. And part of that gathering around the fire is we reflected on Pentecost and this coming of the Holy Spirit. And it is beautiful to hear from other people how they understand what actually happens at Pentecost. And the way they described it was, imagine these lights of flame fell upon all of the individuals, and we always know that it sounded like rushing wind, and they were able to hear one another, even though they came with different languages and from different places. But they described it as this shimmering of the Holy Spirit. That instead of thinking about the destructive powers of fire, they were actually speaking about how their eyes were open to see one another in a different way. I want to cling to that image for a very long time, because that shimmering, that openness, that seeing one another in the fullness of the divine to which we were all created could only happen when Jesus ascended to heaven. And so before he is whirled away, which echoes, you know, the prophet Elijah being taken up into heaven, right? And how we hear Moses and Elijah and Jesus on the mountaintop for that transcendence, and how they celebrated just this bright shiningness, right, of the divine in that space. And here we have this final words of blessing from Jesus. And I want to go back, because I think this is the important part, right, of then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. To open their minds to understand the scriptures is similar to that shimmering when we look in one another's faces. That there is a realness, an openness, oh my goodness, I never thought about it that way, or I never heard it that way. I don't know that I can ever unhear it that way. I think a lot of times for us, friends, we can get into a rut, or we get into a particular line of thinking or train of thought, and we become almost horse blinders, you know, or we're just looking straight ahead and we miss what's on the peripheral. Or, you know, there was that one story of the person who walked and found a coin on the ground, and having found that one coin, decided to continue to constantly be looking at the ground in hopes of finding another coin. And in that walking with the head down, missing all around because of the unidirection of his focus of vision. So when we come to scripture and we think about what does it mean to have our minds opened, it means being in a posture of receptivity. It means receiving the Holy Spirit as that divine awakening and speaking into our hearts to say, have you considered? Have you pondered the richness of my words? Do you see how these words that I have shared with you can be embodied every single day? Can be lived in a way that is faithful to the very nature of the triune God? Do you read the scripture in a way that is bathed in grace? Do you read the scripture in a way that emanates this divine love? Do you read scripture in a way of, God, do not leave me where I am, but move me closer to you? At the heart of 3 years of ministry and at the end of Jesus' time on earth, Jesus wanted to make sure that those who were hearing were truly hearing. Meaning it's got to go beyond just the simple auditory taking in the words. More of a, I need to be able to hear it within my very being, that it may speak a word of truth into my heart. To receive that gift of that divine love, that then you cannot do anything but have it shimmer from you. As a witness of this divine grace and mercy and love of God. I truly believe that is what Jesus desired for them and what Jesus desires for us. To come humbly to the Word, where the Word are not just the ones written on a page, but the Word that was Jesus, the Logos, the divine in human flesh, who didn't just speak words, but lived the words. And we see this in the way that Jesus went to the outskirts and to the margins and healed those who were blind and healed those who were unable to walk, and how he challenged the powers and principalities of the world so that there would be healing and an opening of God's grace bigger than how it was constrained by horse blinders of humanity. Today we come recognizing transitions and new pathways, but we also come with a genuine desire to have our minds opened, to have our hearts receive words of hope, challenge, knowing that when we receive the fullness of the gift of the Holy Spirit, which I will argue we already have, maybe it serves as a reminder that we are so much more than what we think we are right now. That we are called to shimmer, to see the goodness in each other, even those we may disagree with, even those who want to persecute those we know and love. Even in war and strife and violence, do we see the shimmer in all of those places? And if we don't, may our eyes be opened, may our minds be opened, and may our hearts be opened to realize that the Spirit of God is in all of these places. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.